Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we really get into the details from a bunch of sources to pull out what matters for you. And before we get started today, a big thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. They're fantastic with hosting solutions and helping businesses navigate their digital transformation. If you want to know more, check them out at www.safeserver.de. They really help us keep doing these deep dives. Okay, so today's topic. It's something pretty much everyone deals with if you own a smartphone or a camera. Managing all those digital photos. Specifically, you asked us to look into a system called Lychee. So we've been digging through their website, the GitHub repo, what people are saying, the whole lot.
Yeah, and our goal here really is simple. We want to cut through maybe some of the tech talk and figure out what Lychee actually is. You know, why is it pitched as this interesting alternative to, say, Google Photos or iCloud? And what's actually involved if you wanted to use it? Especially if you're maybe new to this whole idea of running stuff on your own server.
Right. Think of this as your shortcut to getting the gist of Lychee. Because, I mean, let's face it, managing digital photos can feel a bit like herding cats sometimes, can't it?
Oh, definitely.
They end up everywhere. Your phone, your laptop, maybe some old cloud service you tried years ago.
Uh-huh.
Then you hit storage limits, or you start worrying about privacy, or just, you know, feeling like you don't really own your own memories anymore.
It's a really common feeling, that fragmentation. Your moments are scattered, or maybe they're sitting on some company's servers where you're just, well, part of their data pool.
Yeah.
That sense of real ownership, it can get lost.
Exactly. And that seems to be the exact problem Lychee is trying to solve, based on what we read.
Mm-hmm.
They describe it as this really good-looking, easy-to-use photo management system. But the big difference is you host it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It runs on your server, in your online space. The main idea seems to be take back control of your photos.
And it's not just about storage, is it? The sources frame it more like a complete cycle, managing them, sharing them, and viewing them.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. That manage, share, view loop. What does that actually look like if you're using Lychee?
Well, think of Lychee as like your own personal private photo gallery website. But you build it. You control it. Instead of sending your photos off to some huge company, you install this Lychee software on, let's say, some web space you rent, or maybe a server you run at home.
Got it. So it's MySpace, just for my pictures.
Precisely. And the manage part seems surprisingly capable for something self-hosted. We saw you can upload photos, obviously from your computer, but also straight from a server location using a web URL. They even mention integrations like pulling from Dropbox.
Oh, okay.
Once they're in, the interface looks really clean. You can, you know, sort them into albums, move things around, rename files, add description.
And they mention batch selection, right? Selecting multiple photos at once. That feels essential. Nobody uploads just one photo at a time, usually.
Exactly. That's a must-have. And things like adding tags or marking photos is important.
Yeah.
Or favorites that helps you find stuff later.
Makes sense.
And for anyone who's, you know, more serious about photography, something that really stood out was the support for EXIF and IPTC metadata.
Ah, okay. So that's the hidden camera info, like settings, location.
Yeah, exactly. Shutter speed, aperture, maybe GPS data, copyright notes you've added. Lychee actually reads and displays that information. It's not just technical data. It's about preserving the context of your image, which a lot of platforms might just strip out or ignore. Well, I felt like a big plus for photographers.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so managing sounds pretty thorough. What about share? People like sharing photos.
Sharing seems designed to be really straightforward. The sources really emphasize that you can make an entire album or even just one photo public with basically one click.
Just one click? That sounds simple.
It does. And if you need more privacy, you can password protect albums, share the link and the password, and only those people can see it.
Okay.
And a neat little detail we picked up on. It supports things like Twitter cards and Open Graph, but specifically for single shared images, not the whole album view.
What does that mean, practically?
It means if you share a link to just one public photo on Twitter or Facebook, it should show a nice preview of the actual photo right there in the feed, maybe with the description. Makes the shared link look much better.
Ah, that's a nice touch. Shows they've thought about how things look outside Lychee, too. And then view. How does it look when you or someone else views the photos?
The viewing part looks pretty slick. Modern, full screen mode, easy navigation. They even mentioned keyboard shortcuts for skipping through photos.
Oh, nice. Like using arrow keys.
Yeah, exactly. Suggests a smooth browsing experience. And anyone you share with publicly just visits your Lychee web address and gets that same clean interface.
Okay, so it looks good. It's easy to use for managing, sharing, viewing. But let's circle back to that core idea, self-hosted. Why would someone used to the convenience of, say, Google Photos, take on running this themselves. What's the real draw?
Right. And this is where the sources really hammer home the benefits. It loops back to that control idea. Number one, security and control. The message is super clear. Your server, your data, your rules. You're not trusting your entire photo library, which can be really personal, to a third-party company.
Uh-huh, whose terms might change or whose business model might shift.
Exactly. You decide who sees what, how it's stored, everything.
You're not locked in.
You're not locked in. Benefit number two, no limits. Or rather, the limits are your own. With LaChie on your server, you aren't bumping up against those free storage caps that constantly push you to upgrade.
Right.
And crucially, you're not having your photos automatically compressed or downsized by the service provider to save them space. Your limits are just how much storage you've allocated.
So the quality stays pristine and you just add more disk space if you need it.
Precisely. And the third big one they highlight is that it's open source.
Which means the code is public.
Exactly. The code is freely available for anyone to look at. That builds trust, right? You can see how it works. Check. There's nothing sneaky going on. Plus, it means a whole community can contribute fixes, improvements. It suggests the project has resilience beyond just the original developers. If they stopped, someone else could potentially pick it up.
Yeah, that open source aspect does add a layer of reassurance, especially for something like personal photos.
Mm.
Okay, but that phrase runs on your server still has that slightly intimidating pecky ring to it for a beginner. How easy is it really to get LaChie running?
Yeah, they seem aware of that hurdle. And they've clearly tried to make the setup easier, especially for just getting started. The sources point quite strongly to one method being the most beginner-friendly, using Docker.
Okay, Docker, we hear that a lot. Can you give us the super simple explanation again?
Huh. Okay. Think of Docker like a self-contained box for software. LaChie. And everything it needs to run all the underlying code, libraries, settings, etc. It's all packaged neatly inside this Docker container. You install the main Docker program on your server, then you just tell it to run the official LaChie container. Docker handles making sure LaChie plays nicely with your server's operating system.
Ah, okay.
It avoids most of the hassle of manually installing PHP, setting up a database, configuring web server settings, all those steps that can trip people up. It's much closer to downloading a ready-made appliance.
So Docker kind of takes away a lot of the potential setup headaches, makes it more plug-and-play-ish.
Yeah, much more so than the traditional ways. The sources do mention other methods, like just copying the files to a web server or even building it from the source code yourself.
And building from source sounds complicated.
Oh, yeah. Significantly more involved. That's getting into web development territory. You'd need to handle PHP versions, use tools like Composer and NPM, set up the database manually, run command line, build steps.
Okay.
It offers flexibility if you know what you're doing, but definitely for a beginner just wanting to try LaChie, Docker seems like the clear recommendation to avoid that initial complexity.
Got it. Stick with Docker if you're new to this. Now, are there ways to enhance LaChie once it's running? Any optional extras mentioned?
Yeah, a couple of things stood out. One is integrating image magic.
Image magic. Sounds familiar. Image processing.
Exactly. It's a separate tool you can install on your server. If LaChie detects it, it can use image magic when you upload photos, particularly for creating thumbnails and different sizes needed for display. We gather this can speed things up and potentially improve the quality of those generated images. It's optional, but a nice boost if you can set it up.
Okay, so a helper tool on the server side. Makes sense. Anything else?
The other one was email notifications. You have to configure your server to actually send emails first, which involves setting up mail server details and maybe a scheduled task, a cron job.
Right, not totally trivial, maybe?
No, a bit more setup. But if you do, LaChie can apparently send out notifications, like weekly digests of new photos added to the administrator, or to people an album is shared with. Users can opt in if they want updates.
Ah, that's quite thoughtful. Letting people subscribe to updates on shared albums. Useful. What if you get stuck, though? Trying to set up Docker or using a feature? Is there help?
Yeah, definitely. Even though you're hosting it, you're not completely alone. The project website has documentation, FAQs, troubleshooting guides, and because it's open source, there's that community aspect. People report issues and ask questions on GitHub. There are also community chat channels mentioned, like Gitter or Discord, where you can connect with other users or developers.
So there are places to ask questions and get help from people who actually use it. That's good.
Absolutely. And that whole open development process on GitHub means you can see what's being worked on. They mentioned stable versions versus maybe more cutting-edge development branches, which relates to the Docker tags you might choose. It all feels quite transparent. And seeing support from companies like JetBrains, who make developer tools, adds a bit of credibility too.
Speaking of credibility, did we get any sense of how many people are actually using Lychee? Any stats?
Yeah, the sources had some pretty impressive numbers, actually. Things like 25,000 direct downloads were mentioned, over 300-700 stars on GitHub, that's like a bookmark or a vote of interest in the open source world.
Okay.
Around 339 forks, meaning people have copied the code to modify it. And maybe the most telling one for that Docker ease of use, 3.4 million pulls of the official Docker image.
Wow, 3.4 million Docker pulls. That's huge. That really does suggest that Docker method is super popular.
It really does. Shows it's not some tiny niche project. Oh, and the latest version noted in the material was 6.6.5.
And I think I saw a quick mention of a supporter edition. What's that?
Yeah, that popped up. It seems like an optional paid version that offers some extra, more advanced features on top of the free open source core. It's a way for users who need those extra capabilities to get them, and also presumably to financially support the project's development.
Right, makes sense. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Lychee comes across as this really capable, open source, good-looking way to manage, share, and view your photos. The huge differentiator is you host it, giving you total control. Key things are the flexible uploads, solid organization tools, including that important metadata support, easy sharing with privacy options, and a clean viewing experience. Mm-hmm. And for beginners, the path of least resistance seems to be definitely using Docker for setup. Plus, there's documentation and a community if you need help.
Yeah, it really positions itself as a strong alternative. If you value that autonomy and control over your data, moving away from relying solely on big platforms.
Which leads us nicely into our final thought for you, the listener, to ponder. In this digital age where so much of our lives, photos, documents, chats, ends up living on servers owned by other companies, what's the real, maybe hidden value to you? What's the value in terms of privacy, long-term security, and just that feeling of actual ownership over your digital memories, like your entire photo collection, if you decide to take that step and host it yourself?
It definitely shifts the focus from pure convenience towards empowerment and ownership, doesn't it?
It really does. Something to think about. And that concludes our deep dive into Lychee. Thanks again to SafeServer for supporting us. Remember, they can help with hosting and digital transformation. Check them out at www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.